Tony should have known it would end up with him feeling this way. He had an addictive personality, and in a moment of introspection in the days after her party, he wondered if perhaps that was part of the reason he kept his hands and lips off Ziva for so long. Because now that he'd started kissing her, now that he'd had a taste of her, now that the tremors had started, he saw no way of dealing with them other than getting another kiss, another taste, more of her time, and more of her body. The aftershocks that continued to rumble through their partnership were turning him into a disaster junkie. And after years of avoiding the explosions because of the devastation he was sure they would cause, he now found himself doing everything he could to cause one. It was like some sexy disaster movie, Tony thought, where the hero and heroine kept finding themselves in dangerous situations that created more opportunities for them to lose pieces of clothing and get dirty and sweaty in the sexiest looking ways. So long as no one got seriously hurt amongst the shaking and the rubble, he reasoned, then there was no reason to end it. And besides, Tony wasn't quite sure it was a habit that couldn't be broken yet. A week after Ziva's birthday party, Tony spent the afternoon playing basketball with his college friend Josh, a buddy from Baltimore PD, Chris, and a couple of other guys he had a semi-regular game with. Without question, Tony played his best game in years. And by the end of it, he still had energy to burn. His sudden return to athleticism prompted a fairly predictable question from Josh after the game, while the three of them were packing to go. "What's going on with you, Dinozo?" he asked, still breathing heavily and bent at the waist. "Did you get laid this morning?" Tony shook his head, but smiled broadly as he stretched out his arms. "Nope. Well, not in the way you mean." "Really? Because that was some vintage future NBA star play out there." "You kicked my ass," Chris shot in. Fat Mike, the 300-pound, 60-year-old blind dude who works in my accounting department, could kick your ass, Josh told him. Chris shrugged with half an agreement and looked back at Tony. "Did you get laid last night?" "No," Tony said. "Last night, I was having a conversation over a dead body in a morgue." Josh shook his head. "You've gotten way kinkier than you used to be," he cracked. Chris cuffed him on the arm. "Hey, you ever do it down there?" he asked. "Me, I never get the urge when I visit the refrigeration palace in my precinct, but I know a guy who has, and he reckons it gives you a mad rush." Tony crinkled his nose in disgust. "No, I haven't. But I also know a guy who has, and he's probably the weirdest person I work with, and that's saying something." Josh and Chris shared a look. "How's Abby?" Josh asked. Tony smiled. "She's good. Spending the weekend at some conference to do with..." He trailed off as he tried to remember. "Something," he finally settled on and shrugged. "I think it had to do with blood. She explained it to me, but she insisted on using big words. Usually she dumbs it down for me, but I think she was cranky about something. Or possibly on a caffeine high." Josh looked up at him in the middle of a lunge stretch. "Hey, you didn't say how Ziva's birthday party was." A smile broke over Tony's face, but Chris jumped in before he could respond. "Jesus, I know that smile. Did you get laid last weekend?" "Must have been some mind-blowing sex if you're still playing like a Hall of Famer a week after the event," Josh threw in. Tony sighed and stretched his thighs. "Sadly, no. I did not get laid last weekend, or the weekend before that." His smile fell. "And that's as much as I'm willing to admit to." Chris cocked his head to the side and sized him up. "Something's happened," he said. "You have a girlish glow." "I do not have a girlish glow," Tony insisted, ignoring the McGee-like whine creeping into his voice. This time, Josh sized him up. "Yeah, Dinozo, you kind of have a girlish glow." "Shut up. What happened?" Tony sighed and then spread his hands as he realized how ridiculous it sounded. He played the events down. Nothing. We made out in her bathtub. We who? Chris asked. You and Ziva? Yeah. That damn smile gave him away again. In her tub? Josh repeated. Yeah. Chris frowned, trying to follow. You had a bath with her. Tony shook his head and sighed. No, the tub was empty. I just felt like a lie down and I kind of pulled her in with me. God, it sounded so ridiculous. And if the looks of Josh and Chris's faces were anything to go by, they thought so too. You felt like lying down during a party, so you went to her bathtub, Josh recapped slowly, making sure he was getting the facts right. Yes, Tony confirmed. How drunk were you? Chris asked. Not very, Tony admitted. Enough to think it was a good idea. Okay, Josh sighed, just accepting it. And you made out with her while lying in the empty bathtub? Yes, the smile returned. Chris laughed at him. So today's just been laid athletic performance and girlish glow on your rapidly aging face is because you kissed a girl last week? Josh joined in Chris's laughter. Buddy, has it really been that long since you've been laid that kissing gets you this happy? Truth be told, Tony was pretty embarrassed that it was the case, and that he currently owned his ladies' man tag about as much as McGee ever did. But he decided to take the high road. I think you're underestimating just how phenomenal a deep kiss can be, he lectured. Chris wasn't buying it. Seriously? Does she have, like, boobs in her mouth or something? No. You sure? I checked pretty thoroughly. Josh smacked the back of his shoulder and attempted to be supportive. Sort of. Well, I think your decision to embrace good old-fashioned courting like they did back in the day should be commended. Kids today could learn a lot from you. Tony smirked and took it all in good humor. I've been saying that for 20 years. Yeah, I envy you, Josh went on. I might even follow your example if I didn't enjoy having sex with my wife whenever I want so much. Tony and Chris shared a dubious look. You have sex with your wife whenever you want, Tony challenged. Some of the bravado left Josh's attitude. If I've been good, he revised, or if it's the morning. Tony wasn't sure he wanted to know, but he asked anyway. Why the morning? Josh shrugged. Well, because I can just roll over and... He trailed off, but made a hand gesture that finished his sentence for him. Tony stared at him. You wake her up first, right? Josh cocked his head like it wasn't really an issue. Sometimes, he said. Generally, she wakes up. Generally? Tony repeated, incredulous. He looked to Chris to back up his discomfort, but his also-married friend didn't seem bothered. Sometimes Celeste is happy to go along with it, just so long as she doesn't have to do anything, Josh explained. Tony's mouth fell open. We've been married 15 years and have 2 kids, Josh sighed tiredly. One day, you will also have been married for 15 years with kids, and this conversation will make a lot of sense to you. I hope not, Tony said emphatically. And if that's really how things are with you now, I think I might have the upper hand with just making out with hot, younger women in a bathtub. Chris shook his head and slung his gym bag over his shoulder. Enjoy it while it lasts, he warned. Commit it to memory, and then draw upon that memory in the future when you walk in on her taking a dump with the door open. Tony slammed his eyes shut and resisted the mental image with all his might. You're ruining my girlish glow, he protested. Just stop talking so I can draw on memories of her legs and of her lying on top of me and moaning. Josh cocked his head. You never got to that stage with Wendy? Ah, the ex-fiancée who Tony still avoided thinking about. No, we didn't start sharing the majesty of our bowel movements.
Of course you didn't, Chris said. I don't buy that Wendy ever took a dump because she was so full of shit the whole time you knew her.
Tony smirked at Chris's assessment of his cheating ex as Josh laughed and slapped Chris's hand. Chris pointed at Tony.
But you farted in front of her, right?
Not surprisingly, Tony had to think about that.
No, I don't think I did. Not comfortably. Probably by accident.
Josh and Chris made the same judgmental face.
See? Your ass always knew that relationship wasn't right, Josh said.
You should listen to your ass more.
Really? Because Gibbs is always telling me to pull my head out of it.
What the hell does that homewrecker Gibbs know? Chris sniffed. Tony chuckled and clapped Chris on the shoulder. He'd been holding a grudge ever since Gibbs convinced Tony to apply to NCIS and leave Baltimore PD. Josh slung his bag over his shoulder. You fart in front of Ziva, right? Tony nodded. He didn't really have to think about that one.
Yeah, no problem.
And she farts in front of you?
Sure.
Does she apologize and get embarrassed?
No, that's not really a Ziva thing, Tony said. She's been around a lot of men in her life.
Josh and Chris stared at him, looked at each other, and then looked back at Tony. Josh cocked his eyebrow.
Dude?
Tony caught on and explained himself.
No, I mean, she was in the Israeli military and Mossad. She's had a lot of male colleagues.
And after seeing all the hot young guys at her birthday party, Tony still didn't want to think too hard about the other men in her life. He picked up his gym bag, and the three of them started walking to the car park.
So, any ideas on when you might progress things beyond kissing? Josh asked. Or are you hoping to become a born-again virgin first?
I don't know, Tony said, and then hopefully added, soon. Keep us posted, Chris said.
Sure.
They paused by Tony's car, and Josh smacked his arm.
You still coming for dinner tonight? He asked.
Or are you taking Ziva for a drive up to Inspiration Point to try and get to third base?
Tony smirked and accepted the ribbing.
Yeah, I'm coming by. All right, I'm gonna go home and fill Celeste in on all of this, and then we'll flip a coin over who has to give you the talk about the birds and the bees.
Can't wait. En route to Josh's place that night, Tony decided to make a detour. He hadn't been even slightly offended by Josh and Chris making fun of him that afternoon, but the discussion had lit a fire of determination in him. As Josh pointed out, Tony didn't have an ETA on when things between him and Ziva would progress. And suddenly, that bothered him. Maybe his pride had taken a little bruising that afternoon, but he was determined to force things forward at least a little bit, so that Ziva wouldn't think he was only interested in a couple kisses before his next date came along, and so that he knew she wasn't just indulging him because she had nothing better to do. It was this thinking that had him standing outside her door 20 minutes before he was due at Josh's place. He didn't know whether she was home. He could have called her to make sure, but something in him wanted to catch her off guard. It took her a while to answer his knock on the door, and when she did, he wondered if it was because she'd been taking a late nap. Her eyelids were heavy and her cheeks were a little flushed, and she licked moisture onto her lips as she gave him a slow once over. He couldn't blame sleepiness for the lingering look he gave her in return. That was due to the sight of her in yoga pants, a wide neck top that slipped off her shoulder, and the way her hair was falling out of its loose, high bun, and God, she looks so good.
Hi, she finally said, blinking some alertness back into her expression.
Hey, he returned. Sorry for stopping by unannounced. One corner of her mouth barely pulled back.
You always stop by unannounced, she pointed out, and then stepped aside to give him room to come in. Tony stayed where he was. I can't stay. I'm running late for dinner with Josh. Okay, she said, and then leaned against the doorframe and looked at him expectantly. I just wanted to stop by for a few minutes. She looked him up and down again, much like he had looked at her in the closet. Okay, she said again. A charge fired through him as he stepped closer. Have you got a few minutes? To stand in the hallway? She shrugged. Sure. He shook his head, and although he wanted to talk a bit, his addiction to her took control. No, I just wanted to... He trailed off, ridiculously shy about saying it aloud all of a sudden. So he didn't bother. He just leaned in and kissed her. Ziva was quick to kiss him back, and the kiss heated up faster than any of the kisses that came before it. Tony pressed her into the wall as her fingers hooked into his belt and pulled him closer, and his hands cupped her head and drove into her hair as he tried to get a fix of her. After a few intense minutes, someone behind Tony cleared their throat. Tony and Ziva parted quickly. Fortunately, it was just one of Ziva's neighbors returning home and not one of their colleagues come to visit. But they both sensed that kissing time was over. They looked at each other with small smiles. Habit, he shrugged. Her smile grew momentarily. It is really taking a hold of you. He didn't think she had any idea how accurate that was. So I just wanted to stop by and do that. Ziva looked at him coyly, but he wasn't convinced that she was really as cool as she was making out. You just came by to kiss me. Yeah, he admitted. He let his eyes drop to her lips for a few moments before he looked her in the eye again and shrugged honestly. I like kissing you. Her eyes softened, but she acted nonchalant. Well, all right then. Tony rubbed his chin. He couldn't leave it at that. So, I want more of this, he blurted out. Her eyes widened with amusement, and she smirked harder. Tony replayed his comment in his head and understood her reaction. She was thinking of sex when he was thinking about feelings. That's not what I meant, he told her. At the sharp rise of one of her eyebrows, he doubled back. No, I mean, it is what I mean, but I also mean... How to put it into words without sounding corny. His half-finished sentence got him another head-to-toe-to-head visual inspection. This is the Dinozzo style that has served you so well over the years? She questioned. He sighed. Everyone's giving me crap about that today, he muttered. Look, Ziva, I just... Ziva cut him off by rising onto her toes and kissing him again. If you have other plans tonight, she began, keeping her face close to his, then do not finish that sentence. It was a good point, and Tony wondered why he hadn't considered it before. Had he expected to drop by, casually mention that he wanted a relationship with her, and then head off to dinner without her? He cleared his throat. I'm going to finish that sentence tomorrow, he told her. She nodded. Okay. If you want to hear it, he checked. Ziva pulled out her Mona Lisa smile. Oh, I always want to hear your thoughts, Tony. Tony stuck his tongue in his cheek. You lie, he accused. Her eyes flicked over his face and she wet her lips again, and Tony was sure she was going to kiss him once more. When she didn't, he tried to make her explain herself. What was that comment, Ziva? Her smile grew. You heard me, she said, and then pecked his lips again before stepping back into her apartment. He grinned back at her. I might swing by tomorrow. Ziva pursed her lips, winked, and nodded as she started to close the door. Say hello to Josh for me. He nodded and stepped back, but another thing he'd been meaning to say to her all week jumped into his head. Oh, hey, I didn't get to thank you for telling all your friends that I have a porn star doppelganger. For all her controlled and coy responses to his comments tonight, that was the one that made her laugh out loud. He smiled at the deep, throaty sound. How did you know about that? He asked her. Ziva swept her bare foot back and forth in front of her as she shrugged. Abby told me. He took a step back towards her and cocked his head. Did Abby tell you, or did Abby show you? She let out another throaty laugh. She showed me, Tony. Recently? She shook her head and scrunched her nose at him. Oh no, it was a long time ago. Tony sighed and idly wondered what Spike Steele was up to these days. I will have to thank her for that. Ziva sent him a brief, teasing pout. What is the big deal, Tony? It was not you, and even if it was... She paused to look him up and down again. I have already seen it. Tony literally bit his lip. He didn't know why that embarrassed him so much when he was so keen on her seeing it very frequently and not too far from now. Okay, he said, and started walking away again. Tony? He turned to see her leaning against the wall outside her apartment door. She was looking at him with a small smile that verged on proud, and for the life of him, he couldn't work out what he'd done to put it there. Olivia told me that you asked about her wedding. He grinned. He knew he'd done good on that. Yeah. How did you remember all that? His eyes searched the wall for an answer. I don't know. She's your friend. It seemed like it might have been important to you. She watched him quietly for a moment as she thought that over, and then pushed off the wall to walk over and kiss him again. Without saying another word, she shot him a smile before turning and heading back to her apartment. Tony broke into a full smile at the reward right as the door closed, and he turned around and headed for the elevator. Okay, so they were both clear that this wasn't just a little bit of fun until the next thing came along. That was a huge relief to him, and it took some pressure off for when he swung by again tomorrow to talk to her. Now, all he had to do was work out what to say.